lockdown to and schools. What Hugo has to say: schools are going back after half term, and school support staff and teachers will be facing a situation they would never have been in if the government had followed a lot of the scientific advice that it had been given about making sure that the half term break was longer. A circuit breaker could have limited the spread of this disease. The data that's been released shows that one of the fastest growing areas for the spread of this virus, one of the fastest growing age groups, is among secondary school children. The figures are only beaten by those in sixth forms and universities. I agree with the National Education Union's no statement, which says that schools should be closed during the new lockdown to make sure that it is effective. Schools are at the heart of our local communities, but they are also, unfortunately, the center of many of the outbreaks of infections that are taking place. If we had a proper test and trace system that was implemented and developed during the lockdown, then the time that we have for a new lockdown would be put to good use. If I was General Secretary of Unison now, I would be wanting to meet with all of the other trade union leaders to see that we carry out a really thorough campaign to make sure that track and trace is brought back into the public domain, that it's organized by local authorities in partnership with local health protection agencies, to make sure that we have an effective system of controlling this disease, unlike the shambolic situation that we've seen until now. I hope that other education trade unions co-sign the news petition, and we do whatever we can to present it as a joint one to the government. However, we know that in and of itself, that is not going to be enough, and as trade unions we will have to do what we normally do to keep people safe. If necessary, that means taking industrial action. Of course, we will campaign and put on whatever pressure we can, but we also have to have that threat of taking industrial action to ensure that our communities, our members, are kept safe from COVID.